This is Gemara Bamitzio Daf Nun Hey, and today's shiur has been sponsored by a close friend of the Daf, Lezecher Nishmas of Lezer Moshe Ben Shema, whose yahrzeit is on tomorrow's Daf, the second day of Yontif, B'siyata Dishmaya. The Daf, the Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulam, Daf Yemi for the first day of Pesach, should bring Rav Lezer Moshe Ben Shema to higher in place in Gan Eden Shalmaila and be a Melitz Yoshar for his entire family. Says the Gemara, Amar le Ravina lirav Ashi. Behema temeya betchilas hektish isa. Does a non-kosher animal have tchilas hektish? Does it have the highest level of hektish? Or behemsa hektish lesa? Does it have tchilas hektish? But Emsa Hektish Lesa, but does not have Emsa Hektish, does not have the medium intermediary level of Hektish. So we take a moment to get ourselves back into the Sugya. We look at the top Rashi. Zab Rashi on an Ayam and Aleph spells out Nehi Debisayv Hektish Lemishkachasla when it comes to a Behema Temeya. Mishom, what's the reason? Says Rashi. Because the lavlim is be'echaz, the animal's not kosher, and therefore it doesn't have soif hektish. V'loy lishaka be'binyan, mihu be'hektish sheni mishkachas la. It could have secondary level hektish, shematfisa tachas acher, b'chay zeru poyder oisa. However, it should be able to have secondary or intermediary level of hektish. Why? Because it would have to eventually be redeemed, but it could be utilized as a level of the pedia, as a level of the hektish. So ask the Gemara fundamentally, how do we view an item that in itself can never come to the full level of hektish? Why? Because it's not chazi lemizbeach, it's a behema temeya. But on the other hand, it could be utilized as an intermediary, as a form of the redemption of Hektish. So maybe it should be able to get the Emsa Hektish. So says the Gemara Amar Lei, Lefi She'enai B'Saif Hektish, because it does not have Saif Hektish, therefore it doesn't have Emsa Hektish either. Says the Gemara, the two go hand in hand, because there is no Saif, therefore there won't be any Emsa. Amar le Rav Acha medifti le Ravina, what do you mean? Bemsa Hektish Mia Isa. Why don't we say that there is Emsa Hektish Laisim Nami Chaimesh? And you should have to add on a Chaimesh in redeeming such an item. Meaning, the Gemara is showing that at some level there is an independent nature of Emsa Hektish, which is that once it has some level of hektish, that within the pedia process, you'll have to add on the extra chaimesh. Amar lei, so Ravina responds and explains, arei ukisayif hektish. No, it's when even emsa hektish has to be like saif hektish. Now what? Five lines down, and hey, I'm an aleph, ma'asayif hektish, ain't a maisif chaimesh. Av emsa hektish, ain't a maisif chaimesh. That there will be no additional chaimesh. Ravina is explaining to us that the behema temeya is listed together with the din of a chaimesh. So therefore, it has to apply to all cases. And therefore, because it can't actually get saif hektish, and therefore won't be a case of a chaimesh there, says the Gemara would not apply b'emsa hektish either. Amrle Rav Zutcha Breidra Amari the Ravina my chazis demedamis to the saif hektish nedamis letchilas hektish, which really brings out the depth of our question over here, which is we're sort of floating between two worlds and we're trying to figure out which way to pin this item. Yes, it can never get to the end, but at some level it should be there at the beginning. So which Rav Zutcha's kasha really brings out the depth of the original question. So what do we do with a behema temeya? Amrale answers Ravina Mistavrilo Saivakdishavala Demuye. Why? Shke nitvas me nitvas, says Ravina. I'll tell you why I want to equate it to Saifakdish. Because something which Kedusha could be learned out from something with Kedusha. Emsa from Saif. Something that has the finale of it. Well, should be the item that we learn from. Shoots the Gemara back. What do you mean? Adrab letzchila shechav ledemuyish kein davar sheish acharov kedusha midavar sheish acharov kedusha. Something that has a next level should learn out of something that has a next level. So this behemoth temeya should be similar to tchila sektish. Says the Gemara, finally, kedamai rava. So says the Gemara, after going back and forth, trying to figure out what is the status of this behema temeya, says the Gemara 15 lines down. First one line is Ayla, Ha'ayla, Ayla Rishayna, Ha'chanami at temeya, temeya Rishayna. Explains the Gemara, just like the Pasuk says, by the Ayla, it has to be the Ayla to start, then therefore, and there's nothing before the Ayla, meaning it's the first carbon of the day. Ha'chanami ha'temeya. It's the extra hey. The hey ayadiyah, as we call it. Ha'ayla. The first ayla. Ha'temeya. Teaches us temeya rishayna. That has to be the first. The temeya. That it has real kedusha. So similarly, we see that when it comes to the temeya, the Pasuk is teaching us that when will there be what which the Pasuk is referring to, which is the din of Chaimesh, only by Hatimeya, only by something that has full Kedusha, but not something that has this Kedusha Shania like we're referring to. Says the Gemara, let's bring a raya on this. Really goes full circles. This is really wrapping us from yesterday's Shiur of Yeshua ben Levi, that this additional Chaimesh is not added on to something that has Emsa Hektish. Tani Rechavos of Yeshua ben Levi, says the Braisa, Para zu tachas para shel hektish. If someone wants to exchange his cow for a cow of hektish, talu zu tachas talu shel hektish. He wants to transfer the sanctity hektish paduyai. Hektish is redeemed. V'yad hektish al yoina, and hektish gets the upper hand. Para zu bechamish slayim tachas para zu shel hektish. Talzu zachel bechamish slayim tachas talu shel hektish. Hektish e padoy. Al hektish rishayin maisef chaimesh, al hektish eini einai maisef chaimesh. So what do we see over here? We see that adding on the chaimesh is only in the second case, teaching like Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, that only on kedusha rishayna is there going to be the extra hektish, only on something that is vadai kedusha. For a moment, we will conclude this first segment by looking at Rashi. Rashi over here spells out, Talazu b'chamish layim hekdeshay padu yavlbish einay shave. V'loy teimahal v'samloy damim v'einay shave kama shamar ein dvaru klom alekdesh padu v'u yashlim, because he made it on a definitive amount. We continue with the Mishnah, smack in the middle of the Nehem and Aleph, says the Mishnah, a little bit of a segue. It's going to, at some level, discuss Aina'a, but as we'll see in a moment, we're going to be a slightly segueing to a new topic as we drive towards, let's focus really on the next two Mishnahs. Aina'a arba kesef. Aina'a is 4 kesef out of 24. Vahataina, and the claim is shtei kesef. The Haida is Shava Pruta. Aina is 4 out of 24, Ashtos. The Taina is 2 that would obligate a Shvua, would be, Taina would be 2, which again, this is referring to a classical case of Maida ben Miksas. And Haida that would ponder 1 has to be at least a Pruta. So 3 really different dinim. Obviously coming here because it's starting with Aina, But we're seeing Maida b'miksas as a shvua. Maida b'miksas is, haida is potter when it's a shaveh pruta. Says the Mishnah, chamesh prutais yesh. There are five cases that has a minimum value of a pruta. Number one, haida shaveh pruta. That's the only way that we can have an haida. And again, I said haida of a kenas, but really, any form of Oida. This could be the classical Oida of Maidra Miksas Machayiv Shvua is Shava Pruta. Ha'isha Miskadashish Mishava Pruta. Get married. Vahana Mishava Pruta Mina Hektish. Ma'al, when is there Mi'ilo? When is it considered a deconsecration of Hektish if it's worth a Pruta? Vahamaiti Shava Pruta Chayiv. So when find something worth a Pruta, is chayiv lahachris to announce it, bring us back to Elam Metzias. He could take him all the way to Madai meaning to pay back to get a kapara on that which we did. Says the Gemara, let's begin with the first part of the Mishnah, which is really the most related to our sugya, which is Aina Tanina Chada Zimna. Aina Arba Kasef Mei Esrim Arba Kasef. For a sella, which is a sixth of the sale, a tainish day kasef vahida shave pruta. It's three chalei. So that was the kasha. The kasha is, what did our Mishnah say? We already learned this prior. Answers the Gemara for the second and third case. It's three chalei. That's where the Mishnah had arrived. Hanami Tanina, we already learned this elsewhere. Shuas adayanim atainish day kasef vahida shave pruta. So it comes out fascinating that the whole first half of the Mishnah really is Derech Agav, which is all just introducing those Ardinim that we know, but introduces the end of the Mishnah, which is the Chamesh Prutaisim, the five cases that needs to be something worth a Shaveh Pruta. And what's even more fascinating is that the whole Mishnah is an introduction to that din, which really has nothing to do with our Sugya at all, because the Chamesh Prutais have nothing to do with us. But here we go. Chamesh Prutais, hey, in the middle of the Amid, two dots. Velisti nami hoina pruta. Ask the Gemara, why don't we talk about a case that I know also has to be a pruta? Amar Avkana, Zayse Meres. Ein Aina Leprutais. From here we learn there's no Aina. Aina is not calculated in the case of Prutais. It has to be at least an Isser, as we've kept on seeing in the Mishnah. But Levi Amari argues Ishana Leprutais. Chetan Levi Mastita. Chamesh Prutaisim. And Levi had a different list. Number one, Haidna Pruta. And then he started Haidna Pruta, Kiddush Isha Pruta, Vigazal Pruta, Vishivas, and the other Pruta. Says the Gemara of Atana Didan, my time alone, Katani Yeshivas Adayanim. Wait, we see from Levi another case that Artana missed. Why didn't Artana list that we'll only have Yeshivas Adayanim, we'll only have a Bezdin over a Pruta? Tanali Gazel, when the Mishnah said Gazel, it's the same thing. Ask the Gemara, Milo Tani Gazel, but Levi also learned Gazel. Milo Tani Gazel, Vikatani Aveda. So why do we learn Gazel and Aveda? Those are also basically the same Yesaid. Says the Gemara, no. Hanach et shrichle. Those we needed to say. Gez, alai goz mechaveir shaveh pruta minish balai. Yolchana achra vavil amadai. Aveda, amaitzi aveda shaveh pruta chayev lachris. Afal gav, and the chidish is dissolved, even though it went down in value. But amaitzi, since when you found it, it was with the shaveh pruta. Therefore, that's where the Mishnah listed both of those cases. Okay. So now we know why the Mishnah didn't list. So I know it's a machlekes, so there is an abe prutais. Levi disagrees. And then we went into the five cases of Levi. Within the five cases of Levi, we could obviously realize some of our Mishnah are lacking. So now ask the Gemara in classical sense. 12 lines from the bottom, the first one line is Dizal. But Levi, my time, lo tani aveda. Why didn't Levi write the case of aveda bipruta? Tana le gazel. Omid la ketani gazel, v'ketani yeshivas adiyanim. Shivas adiyanim, it's shichle. That's the chedesh. Afu kevim the Rav Ketina. That what? Damar Rav Ketina, bezin is kagna, filu b'hachis mi shavah pruta. And Levi doesn't know that it holds that the shivas adiyanim is only with shavah pruta. Says Gemara, okay. But Levi might tell me lo ketani hektish. Well, I don't Levi write hektish. But chulin kamari vektish lo kamari, Levi says. Because his Mishnah, his list, is only talking about chulin, not hektish. El tani dan the kamari bekachim. Ask the Gemara, nisni bepruta. Meiser bepruta, excuse me. 5 lines to the bottom, our Mishnah is clearly, yes, talking about Kachim, as it listed Hektish. So why does it also list that Meister is only Bipruta? Keman Amar in Bechamshai Bipruta. Says, okay, but listen, Chaimesh Meister Bipruta. Bekarna Kamairi, Bechamesh Le Kamairi, you're only talking about the Karen, the principal, and not about the Chaimesh. And that concludes the list of 5 from our Mishnah versus the list of 5 of Levi. Our Mishnah, yes, talking about Akdish. Levi, not talking about Akdish. Our Mishnah doesn't mention Yishiv Sadianuk, it mentions Gazel. Levi does take just a Chiddush, not like Rav Katina, that holds that would be Yishiv Sadianuk even less than a Shava Pruta. So Gufa, that din of Rav Katina, Amar Rav Katina, Bezin, Iskak, Afilu Bachs, Shava Pruta. Rav Katina was of the opinion that there is a court case even less than a Shava Pruta. Masiv Rav in the last line. Asla, Rav says the Torah, Bezin, Shechatam, in a Hektish, Yishaleim, he should pay Lirabo. He says, we turn over to the Lenehem, and he says, Rav, what does this come to include? Pachs, we Shava Pruta, Li Shavain. That less than a Shava Pruta, there is a din of returning. L'kaidesh in, avalahed yilai. But we see that this is only by kaidesh, as that which is the pasuk is referring to, says Rava. But seemingly teaching us, but not with regard to hediyot. So how can you tell me there's going to be yeshivas at the anamim of bachs v'shava pruta? Ela yitmar, bachi yitmar. What did Levi mean? What did Rav Katina mean, excuse me? That these yeshivas at the anamim less than a shava pruta, am Rav Katina. If the court case was necessary, even for a Shavar Pruta, then Gaimrim, then we could piggyback on even Pachais Mishavar Pruta. Pruta Tchas Hadin being in Pruta, Gemar Din, Loi being on Pruta, and Rashi, 3 lines to the top spells out that let's say when after the court case, the second guy throws back a Taina, for less than a Shavar Pruta, once there was a court case over a Shavar Pruta, then we could piggyback even a case of less than a Shavar Pruta. We continue with the Mishnah on Nun Hey Amid Beis, 8 lines down. And as we'll see, this is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which of course is a complete segue and not dealing with the Etzem Sugya of our aperek, not dealing with Aina, etc. Chamisha chum shenhein, there's 5 cases of adding on a chaymesh. Eilu ein oichal chuma, adds on a chaymesh. Chuma smaiser, uchuma smaiser shel demai, veha chala, veha bikurim. All of these cases, maisef, chaymesh, you add on an additional 5th. Continues the Mishnah. Veha poiden et ravai. Son redeems his netter of I, the plantings of the 4th year, umayser sheni shaloi, and these are all cases you have to eat the produce in Yerushalayim. Someone wants to redeem us, he doesn't have to bring up the actual fruit. Maisav chaimesh. Habaydas ekdeishoi, maisav chaimesh. Hanene shave bruta min ahektish. Someone gets anna shave bruta, maisav chaimesh. Hagoizel chavir shave bruta min ishvalai, maisav chaimesh. You have to add on a chaimesh as well. So, teaches the Mishnah all the different cases of adding on a chaimesh. And we begin the Gemara. Okay, let's go. Let's dive deeply into the sugya of a chaimesh. And of course, a lot of the cases sounded familiar as we just had those in the beginning of today's daf and yesterday, etc. Oh my Rava, Kashli the Rav Eliezer said Rava was a Kasha Rav Eliezer, so was Ben Vedas to try to figure out what my Chumas Meiser shall demai. That why does a Yisrael have to pay an extra chaimesh for eating Chumas Meiser of demai? And the Kasha is that Chumas Meiser of demai is a din dira banan. Ask the Gemara, we know that usually deraisas are more chamer. So on a deraisa, you add on a chaymesh. Why, ask the Gemara, on this derabanan, would you add on a chaymesh of chumas meiser of demai? Says the Gemara, Amar, Amnachman, Amar, Shmuel, Amani, Rameir, Tamar. Guess what? Yol, kasha was predicated on the fact that the chum do not add on. Chumras like the raisas, Rameir holds that they do. Ta'amar osu chachamim chizik ledevrayim kishel taira. Where do we see this? Titania, as we learned in a raisa, maybe get medina sayam. Nas nu love, lamda faninechta faninechta, bring us back to the getting days. Someone gives a get, a shliach, and he doesn't say the get was written and signed in front of me. Yaitzi, they get divorced. Vavlan mamzer, divi rameir. V'chachamim oimrim, einad vlan mamzer. Rather, case that yasa, what you do, you lend a man, you take it back, v'yasa v'yinenu love v'nei shnayim. V'yom love v'nei fanei nechta v'nei nechtam. And the kasha is, according to rameir, how can you tell me it's a vlan mamzer? Well, rameir, we should lomer l'fanei nechta v'nei nechta v'yoytze vlan mamzer. How could it be? What's the kasha? To be Mekayim the get that you saw it, that it was signed. Is it in the Rabbanon? Answers the Gemara in. Rameir letame, dam Rav Amnuna mishmei de'ula. Oimer ayer Rameir kol mishanim imatmei ashtadav chacham. If you change the matmei of the coin, if you deviate from that which Chazal dictated begin, yoytzi vavlan mamzer, proving that Rameir is of the opinion that also chachamim chizik ledevrayim kishal taira, and therefore in the case of get, indeed there would be mamzeres according to Rameir, and so too in our Mishnah, chumas meiser of demai, you would have to add on an extra fifth. Why, like the din d'araisa, that it would be patterned after. And the truth is, we're going to stop over here. As the Gokash of the Gemara is going to take us well in to the next Amid, B'siyata de Shmaya.